Many communities across New York are talking about building casinos. Reactions have been mixed. In Saratoga Springs, home to a racino, the city council came out against upgrading to a casino model, prompting developer Saratoga Casino and Raceway to look to places like Newburgh in Orange County and East Greenbush in Rensselaer County as potential casino sites. With Greene and Columbia counties backing away from gaming, the Cobleskill Town Board has put its support behind the proposed Howe Caverns Casino, a 330-acre site that already has the support of the Schoharie County Board. Saratoga Casino and Raceway recently proposed a new destination resort casino for Rensselaer County. The town of East Greenbush submitted a $1 million application fee without public input. Local media reports indicate some residents are ambivalent about the idea of a gaming facility setting up shop in town, and theater owners across the region are also concerned. A coalition of Capital Region arts nonprofits, operating under the moniker Upstate Theaters for a Fair Game, argue casino expansion, especially in East Greenbush, would upset what it refers to as local entertainment ecosystems. The casino at East Greenbush would be a 100,000-square-foot facility off Thompson Hill Road with a 300-room hotel, restaurants, and an entertainment venue. The arts reps say for-profit groups have the monetary wherewithal to cut better deals with talent agents, booking agencies, and stars than nonprofits. When the coalition announced its formation last fall, group chair and Proctor CEO Philip Morris emphasized the aim is to ensure a level playing field is created for all entertainment venues seeking to bring talent to their communities.
Turning Stone, which has a very modest facility, has largely turned the Stanley Theater in Utica to 5 3-night Broadway shows, and that's all. So after the city of Utica committed $20 million to an expansion, that facility is now basically empty because of the events at Turning Stone. From just my point of view at Proctor's, there are events I cannot get because Turning Stone gets them and puts the exclusivity on it.
Saratoga City Center President Mark Baker shared his worries that an expanded gaming facility in the Capital Region would be devastating to local performing arts organizations and convention centers.
A competitive gaming event center with live entertainment and exhibit capabilities underwritten by gaming revenues would be devastating to the performing arts community, including SPACs, Proctors, Palace, UPH.
Saratoga Casino and Raceway spokesperson Rita Cox did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast. Town of East Greenbush supervisor Keith Langley was said to be in a marathon meeting, unavailable for comment. The Schenectady City Council Monday night avoided taking action on a resolution that would have laid the groundwork for a casino proposal at the site of the former Alco plant. Councilwoman Lisa Perrazzo explains.
We had on the agenda to pass a zoning change in that area that would eventually allow a casino to be built. Right now it's not zoned for that. However, why that got tabled is one of us was missing, and we felt like it was an important enough issue that all of the council members should have their voice heard. And because it wasn't extremely time sensitive, it was just easy to put it off for one cycle or two.
Have any proposals, rumors, plans surfaced about a casino in Schenectady?
There is an operator that has put the money in for the application process. But we haven't heard from that operator. We don't have knowledge of who the operator is yet.
The Times Union says that unidentified operator has a $150 million construction project in mind. All New York casino bids are due by June 30th. The state will decide where the casinos will be located in early autumn. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.